Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks. This episode's a little uncomfortable. It's called a list of things Notre Dame has not accomplished this spring edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, thanks for being here. You can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Notification bell on. That way you alert it every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter. Search bar Always Irish or at Always Irish Inc. Emails alwaysirishandy at gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I don't blame you. Call in lines 312-988-15. You dialed up. Tell John about all the things you heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. USA Today, Irish Wire. Read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain. Leading tackler Mike Goolsby and myself. Oh, we got stuff cooking. We got big plans for the Patreon next year. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Thanks to all of you that are there already. All right. I want to do an episode where I go at spring ball a different way. All the articles, all the podcasts, it's like they're all kind of similar. What we're getting done in the spring and this and that. Mostly positive, almost all positive, other than the injuries. Really, that's like the main negative you've heard out of spring is just the injury stuff. Pretty positive overall. And, you know, I got a problem with false positivity in the season when it's like not warranted. Bro, spring, go for it and be positive in the spring. You know, like, go for it. And nobody can really prove you wrong because there's no games to lose. So I don't blame beat writers, podcasts, whatever, for being positive about their team spring. You probably should be. I don't begrudge anybody for that. But I want to circumvent this thing. And if we're going to do all these episodes and I'm going to write these articles, here's what we're getting done in the spring that's encouraging, whatever. I feel I have an obligation to do it on the other side and go over some things that have not been able to be accomplished. I just think that's fair. Not trying to be negative. I'm trying to paint a clear picture of the things Notre Dame's been able to get done and not get done. Number one. Riley Leonard's personal quarterback development. Goolsby keeps hammering this point home to me on the Patreon. He said, John, it isn't just about Riley Leonard building, you know, timing and rhythm and comfort with all those different receivers and the running backs and the line and all that. He himself is not a finished quarterback product, had a lot of work to do to develop, and now it can't get done the way it needs to get done. Not ideal. Not ideal. Messes up the whole plan. It just did. It messed up the whole roadmap the staff had for the spring is messed up and altered because of this situation. It's nobody's fault. It is what it is. It's not ideal. And it's going to make August a heavy workload. They're going to have a lot of things to do very quickly to get caught up when they reconvene in August. Not ideal. Number two. the offense overall building rhythm with the desired number one quarterback. Like, number two is tied to number one. You're getting down this path of rhythm with Angeli and whatever, but it's not like the guy they brought in to be the number one. And again, what does that look like in August? Pressure filled August. Are you following me? The mental plan was Riley Leonard, number one, clear cut, develop the team, whatever. Now you don't have that. You have other quarterbacks developing with the team, doing a pretty good job through spring. How does that manifest when we reconvene in August? If Riley Leonard's healthy, is he the default number one? And then we just have a clean slate and we develop from there? Or if Angeli does a good job the rest of spring and in the blue and gold or whatever, he's the number one, Riley Leonard has to overtake him? I don't know. But that's, I don't know. But August is going to have an outsized stress level to me because there's more to get done than they wanted to have to get done and figure out. Number three, keep in mind, this is things we have not been able to accomplish. Tight end, Raritan, Evans, Bauman forever. I'm predisposed to think it's Notre Dame's tight end room. It's just going to work itself out. We're going to have a good player there, whatever. There's been some big-time injuries here. And you know the weapon and the target Evans has been. And if healthy, Raritan's even a better player than that, I believe. We just got to get that health. So this is not an item people bring up that they worry about all the time.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Out, and I think that's because Notre Dame fans just trust that next lineage of great tight ends going to come and just it's going to work out. It's just for the spring, you can't argue, not ideal. You don't have your dudes out there. Number four. This is nitpicky. Benjamin Morrison knows what he's doing. His absence is way different than Riley Leonard's, right? For different reasons. I just would have liked to see this entire secondary grow together and build that camaraderie as a group and all that. And when you have, excuse me, when you have this kind of injury to a guy that's the key cog back there, it just makes it hard to do. It would have been nice. Now, again, as long as he's healthy for Texas A&M, depending on that recovery timeline, this will be fine because Morrison's at a different proven level than Riley Leonard and the offense is. So by no way am I worried about these the same. I'm much more concerned about the offense. Again, it's just not ideal. You haven't had that old unit out there with the younger guys and Gray running around all athletic and long. X, Watts. I would have liked to see that all come together. Schuler, all of them back there. Corners, safeties, all of them as a unit. Not ideal. But as long as he's healthy for the opener, not the end of the world either. Here's number five. This isn't a negative. There's nothing Notre Dame could do about it. But I think this slips people's minds. Keep in mind, all of Notre Dame's players on next year's team are not even here yet. Yeah, you got the early enrollees, but the rest of the class you don't have here yet. That could shift things a little bit when we reconvene in August. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you'll argue, John, I don't think any of those guys that haven't enrolled yet are going to change the too deep right away, that it's going to make an impact or alter things at all, or if much at all. That's fine. You could argue that. I just want it noted, you know, that this isn't the full team yet. So not only are you going to have people coming in, you're also going to have some leave. Right? Like, let's be honest and realistic about this. You're going to have some Notre Dame guys leave after spring because they're going to look at the depth chart and know they just got passed up by a young guy. And they don't like that, and they're going to leave to go play. I call that progress. I don't call that a problem. I call that progress. You dig? That's progress. When I got older guys leaving because they're getting passed up by younger, more athletic guys, I'd get that. And again, I think you may have sidestepped that issue with the quarterbacks with like a Buckner deal because of that Riley Leonard injury. Everybody's bumped up and they're getting more reps, and it's harder to decide where everybody's going to fall. So you're going to have some guys coming in and some guys still leaving off this roster. Now, when I look back at my list of things not accomplished, almost all of them are injury related. Everything that all these reporters and everybody's talking about, it's going well with what we have out there. Everybody loves that defense. Everybody loves that defense, and they feel like there's more weapons on offense. Everything's not figured out. I still have questions about the level of those wide receivers. I still have questions about whatever offensive line they're going to run out there. Quarterback, obviously. So it's not a criticism like the stuff Notre Dame hasn't been able to accomplish. It's just, is it good luck or bad luck? Right? Like, not having these major injuries to people that are important to your team would be better luck. But it could be worse luck if all these guys went down in August camp and not spring camp, right? So I'm uncomfortable. Spring's going by and I don't feel like we're getting as much done as I need us to, but I'm not like blaming Notre Dame. Injuries are injuries. It sucks. What do you do? Injuries are injuries and it sucks. I'm not like, oh, Notre Dame messed this up. They're not able to accomplish this stuff because of health. Where I see this coming to a head is, you can have more things to do, important, big things to do when you get back there in August than they wanted. There's going to be more workload to squeeze into those first few weeks of August camp than they wanted because of these issues. That sucks. Here's the good news. You got all these dog day of summer months for this staff to be able to sit there and figure out. We have a lot of catching up to do in August. How can we structure this to make that process go as smoothly as possible? Because there is ground to make up because of the snaps and time lost in August, or now, that you can't do anything about. So I wanted to do this to try and be fair about, you know, we have all these positives that we like, but I want to be honest about some certain things we have not been able to accomplish as well. Hugely important August camp. You got big picture stuff to figure out, small picture stuff to figure out, and not a lot of time to do it. It's going to be a very interesting thing to see. So that's where I'm at on this. Let me know what you guys think. Am I being too harsh? Not harsh enough? Am I worrying about things you don't worry about? Or I should worry about things that aren't on the list? Let me know what you think.